My name is Nathaniel. I'm 27 years old. And I'm in a serious relationship with my car.
Hey, what the fuck?
Morning, baby. My handsome man.
Hey, what the fuck?
Nathaniel is in a committed relationship with a car that he's named Chase.
Motherfucker, what the fuck?
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Get Up The Yard. I'm Donnie, your MC of sorts, and this week I'm joined by Dave and Sean. Gentlemen, I don't know how you guys feel, but I am excited to be back. Dave, are you excited to be back? You, like me, we were on a bit of sabbatical last week.
I'm very, very, very happy to be back.
Excellent.
I can't contain the excitement that I have right now.
I mean,
the Pointer Sisters have nothing on how I'm feeling.
Fantastic. Great to hear that happiness and joy coming through the speaker there, Dave. Sean, this, you were on last week, of course, with them.
Absolute belter of an episode last week.
Yeah, shut up. This must feel like a promotion, really, you know, going from League One, I suppose, of last week and back on with the A-team and Dave and myself.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
I'm BA, by the way.
BA, yeah, definitely. Wouldn't get away with that now, Dave.
Oh, no. We've had discussion before.
We have. It's racist to be inventive and creative. Heaven forbid we do that. That's 2018, unfortunately, for you. I'm excited to be back, you know. I wasn't given much of a choice last week, but, yeah, it was great. Spent a little bit of time in Ireland over for the Northern Ireland game. Yeah, the continuing pursuit of masochism, which is supporting the Irish football team, definitely in full flow. Just for those of you not in the know, of course, it was a 0-0 draw. It was a friendly game. Of course, relations between the two countries are anything but friendly. Well, off the pitch, really. Before the game, there was a little bit of controversy with God Save the Queen, which is Northern Ireland's national anthem, and a bit of booing. And then, of course, there was booing from the other end when Ronan Bee was played. I personally, and the two lads I was with, wasn't partaking in the booing and did not partake in the booing. So I just want to put that out there. Dave, you probably had your balaclava on, Dave, did you? up in the West End when you had God Save the Queen. Fired out a few shots at a rifle when Ron the Bee finished up.
It wasn't a balaclava, Donnie. It was a mask with the Munster crest on it. I was at the match and I didn't boo either.
I know.
Because I think we're above that. I think we should be above that.
Yeah.
I'd rather respect another country's national anthem. For whatever, Northern Ireland decide that they want their anthem to be the British anthem, fair enough. They don't have their own one. That's up to them. I'll respect that. I mean, whatever they want to do, it shouldn't be booed. It shouldn't be disrespected, is what I think.
No. And you're absolutely right. And, you know, of course, I kid. We are better than that. But, I mean, it wasn't really to be expected. I mean, I understand why people are unhappy with that, because it's not like, I suppose it's not like when England come and it's their national anthem, God Save the Queen. I mean, Scotland have Flair of Scotland, Wales have My Valley of My Fathers.
Yeah. He's a belter of a song.
It is a beautiful song. And when the fans sing it in the stadium, it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, it's a bit silly that, they do have such an anthem. I mean,
I think it's, why don't they have their own? Why aren't they, you know, why do they have to like suck on the teat of Great Britain for their anthem? Why can't they just have a bit of pride in their own little wee part of the world?
Exactly.
Like Scotland and Wales do.
But, absolutely.
But I wouldn't do it. But I mean, I just think to myself, it's a bit strange.
Yeah, absolutely. Sean, what do you think of the whole thing? I mean, it was all a bit silly. I mean, there was no, and I just want to make very clear, there was no incidents before the game after the game or during the game of Annie's description on the football pitch we're talking about. But what's your whole take on the show? It's all a bit mad, isn't it, having a national anthem?
Yeah. Well, like playing the national anthems, you mean? Like actually playing the
ball? Just, you know, Northern Ireland have God Save the Queen. It's a bit... Why?
It is an odd choice, yeah. I mean, you'd imagine they would have their own independent national anthem. I wonder, is it an option of that? Like, would they change their anthem? Or is it too sort of politically charged?
I think it's too politically charged. They're obviously giving out about losing players from the north that are Catholic and nationalist from nationalist families, and they come down and they want to represent the Republic of Ireland. It was bandied about a little bit that they wanted to have a neutral song, like Danny Boy was the song.
Yeah.
You know, not a particularly great song, but it's neutral. It's a step in the right direction. So I think it's just two fingers to the south. I think that's more what it is. And that's why we had that reaction on Thursday. Personally, I think, and I agree with Dave, we're above that. We're better than that. Personally, but I didn't boo.
Obviously, there's a few in the stadium who weren't, though.
A lot of them.
I've seen a video with a friend of ours filmed it.
Yes.
And it was quite loud. It's quite obvious.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear the anthem, you know. I was like, are they actually playing it or what? You know, it was very strange to hear God Save the Queen play their football match, in Dublin, but anyway, obviously somebody who took umbrage to this was a fellow called Jamie Bryson. I'm not sure if you lads saw this during the week. So this guy Jamie Bryson, he is a unionist activist, whatever that means. I thought that was a terrorist, but there you go. allegedly, Sean. So basically, this guy Jamie Bryson on his Twitter account showed a picture from the match. And he has a picture of what looks like a balaclava, and he circled it quite crudely. And he goes, so during an evening of anti-British hate and abuse from the Republic of Ireland supporters, they also unveil a banner of a mass terrorist. This is the country Theresa May wants to de facto rule over Northern Ireland. And then obviously someone pointed out to him that actually, a reader's response, well, it appears I may have made an error tonight and mistaken a Munster crest for a masked IRA man. Even I have to laugh at that one. Yes, Jamie, I think we all have to laugh at you on that one. This guy is a bit of a fucking clown, actually, Jamie Bryson. I didn't know who he was, but apparently, you know, we're talking about the IFA trying to take a more neutral approach. They actually use this guy as their mascot. A fellow, it's called Footy, their mascot, and it's basically a big football head.
He's a bit old for that, is he not?
Yeah, he was 22 at the time.
So he's out there like getting his head rubbed by all the dignitaries and all that. God love him.
Dancing around, yeah.
God love him.
Yeah, bless him. They have to let him out during the weekend, I suppose.
So a bit
of a gobshite, this fella. But, and also just a bit more on the Republic of Ireland. Obviously, we play Denmark tonight in Arras. Apparently, if there's a few things being bandied about, Dave. If there's another heavy defeat at the hands of Denmark, some people in the FAI want to get O'Neill out and actually discuss a severance package. Why some people also feel that the real stuff starts in March. Now, obviously, we're relegated. Now, we've been relegated from Group B, and we're into the third tier. And that means we're the third seeds for the draw for the Euro 2020 qualifiers, which takes place in December. Just a quick one. How do you think we're going to get on tonight against Denmark?
This is quite possibly the most meaningless match that we've ever had, and you're talking about whether O'Neill, or if he has a bad result tonight against Denmark, that the FAI might act. This match is irrelevant. It means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. If you're going to get rid of him, you'd have this match should not make your mind up. You should either, you know, have said the results thus far that have gotten him into the position that he is now aren't good enough, which I would say. Or you back him. This match has no material thing at all. As far as I know, Eriksen and Schmeichel won't be playing tonight. Denmark might play that team that they played against Slovakia there when all the players were on strike.
We'd probably still fucking lose.
And we'd probably still lose or whatever, because Denmark are already there. They don't need to, they're not taking the game seriously. It's going to be an absolutely nothing match. I'd say another 0-0, and you know, it's not going to be anyway. I couldn't even care to give a prediction about what's going to be. I mean, we might beat them because they don't give a shit, or we still might not even get near them because they're just, you know, taking the piss or whatever. So I don't think it matters really what happens tonight, and I don't think it's immaterial to whether O'Neill stays or goes. Personally, I don't see him going because I don't see them paying the severance package.
No, I agree there. And these two guys aren't going to, they're not going to resign, are they? I mean, let's be honest. They're fucking quids in. This is, they can't believe their luck that they found somebody more useless than them in John Delaney willing to pay these guys. I mean, yeah, but football is at a really low ebb in the country, and probably the lowest I've ever known it as. I think this is worse than the Staunton era. Sean,
I remember that it was a really dour time.
It was. I suppose
statistically they're doing worse, are they?
I was reading through the paper.
It's about the same.
Yeah, it's about the same. Except I suppose Staunton. See, it's totally depressing because with Staunton he had actually some top players. Well, when I say top players, he did have some really top players. He had Robbie Keane, peak of his power, stuff given, Richard Dunn, and the like. But he was so utterly useless in the job. Where Martin O'Neill is supposed to be this great manager, and he was back in the day, and he has players that are you know, not quite up to the standard and nowhere near as good as the team that Steve Staunton had. So it's a weird one. But it really is poor and depressing, and I'm still going to support the team. I'm coming over in March. I don't know who we're going to play. Probably Latvia or somebody at this. Probably Latvia are above us at this stage. Football at a really low ebb in the country. But what isn't at a low ebb, and probably the highest, and actually is the highest ebb, if that is a phrase, is rugby. Ireland played the All Blacks there on Saturday, which basically was New Zealand, who had been a number one team for 9 years in the world, are the number one team in the world, played the number two team in the world in the rankings, which is Ireland. And what a game of rugby that was. Did you lads get to watch it?
Yeah, I had it on. Yeah, I was watching some of it.
It's
amazing how good we are at rugby when you compare it to football.
That's fucking, it's two different worlds, isn't it?
It's good to be actually like good at something, you know. It's good to actually get a bit of pride restored and reminded of how good we actually are at something.
Yeah, it's amazing when you have a bit of organisation, isn't it? And you actually have something. It's amazing what can happen when you actually have a game that's actually run by professionals and run by people who know what they're doing and care about the game. And it's also amazing what can be achieved when you have one association running the whole thing on the island and not two associations like we have in football. And it just goes to show you what this country can achieve when both sides come together under, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
could they take something from that? Like, could they learn from that?
No. No. Unfortunately, no. I've read stories and books on it, and it just comes from mistrust. Mistrust, especially with Brexit on the horizon. Definitely no chance of it coming together. It's a real shame, too, because I think if we had Michael O'Neill as a manager, who actually tried to play a decent bit of football, and we had players from both sides of the border, I think we could actually achieve something quite decent. But it's never going to happen, not in my lifetime, you know, not in our lifetime, I'd imagine. But yeah, it was just a great performance by the rugby team yesterday. And really, and even the manager, the coach of New Zealand came out and said that Ireland's the best team in the world right now. I mean, our rankings doesn't show it because New Zealand are so far ahead. Right, so that's the sport bit out of the way, gents, and thank you for your opinions on that. So obviously what people tune in to get up the yard, they want the real hard-hitting topics. They want the real deal, the real news stories, none of this Brexit nonsense. They want to hear stuff like this, stuff like a Japanese man marrying a hologram.
That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for, lads.
Well, I'm here for anything.
Yeah, this is sent on to me by a friend, a good friend of mine and friend of the podcast, a fellow called Akihiko Kondo. Well, actually,
hello, Aki.
Hello, Aki.
My listeners over there in
Japan, Tokyo, having sex with his hologram. So basically, he's had a wedding, and this is how the story starts. It was off Yahoo, and it goes, Akihiko Kondo's mother refused an invitation to her son's only wedding in Tokyo this month, but perhaps that isn't such a surprise. He was marrying a hologram. He says, for mother, it wasn't something to celebrate. I think you'll find that for most people, it's not something to celebrate. Basically, it's his bride is a virtual reality singer named Hatsune Miku. In fact, none of Kondo's relatives attended his wedding to Miku, an animated 16-year-old with saucer eyes. Oh, my God, it just gets worse. And lengthy aquamarine pigtails. But that didn't stop him from spending 2 million yen, which is also the equivalent of 17,000. Yeah, maybe in fucking British money or Euro money, but it's actually $17,000.
Oh.
I know. On a formal ceremony at Tokyo Hall. Apparently around 40 guests watched as he tied the knot with Miku, present in the form of a cat-sized stuffed doll. He apparently never cheats on her. He's always been in love with Miku-san. And he's been thinking about her every day.
When you say always, how long is always?
Too long, Dave. Too long. I'm in love with the whole concept of Hatsune Miku, but I got married to the Miku of my house, he said, looking at the blue image glowing in a capsule. Drop dead creepy otaku. I don't know what any of that means. Is this really to be? I mean, it's Japan, isn't it? They're fucked up. I mean, they've had two nuclear bombs dropped
allegedly
on them.
No.
Allegedly, yeah. Allegedly.
Dunny can just put an X around countries that no longer he can visit. Japan now.
I wouldn't mind. I'd like to see that. Buy a nice pair of women's underwear and a fucking vending machine on the street somewhere. What's this madness? Fucking hell. I mean, wow.
He's in love. Fuck's sake.
I know.
I know. He's not the only one.
Are we not in the age of acceptance now where you're supposed to accept everyone's.
As long as you agree my opinion, I'll accept you. That seems to be the take and everything at the moment, especially the fucking Luxie and Frank, you know, the two left wing nuts.
So, I mean,
on that article, it said that they had over 3,700 marriage certificates for virtual characters. So there's nearly 4,000 people like are made there who are marrying these virtual reality things. So he's not on his own.
No, he's
not. The thing.
Unfortunately,
no. He's I don't fucking know. I mean, these guys are mental. I remember somebody said something very funny on a podcast about they're on about Japan has loads of Kit Kat bars, you know, hundreds and thousands of different flavors. And somebody in the podcast says that you have panty flavored fucking Kit Kats, which wouldn't fucking surprise me with them. Yeah, they are mad. Actually, I knew a friend. Was telling me she lived over there for a very long time, and she did voiceovers. Obviously, could speak fluent. She was there for 10 years, could speak fluent Japanese, and she did voiceovers for Japanese porn. And she was telling me that the stuff that they had her doing voiceovers to, like, be fucking banned over here. They're a very weird country, and I really want to see it.
Your mate was doing tentacle porn voiceovers or something, was it?
Probably tentacle porn, Sean. Continue. You got my attention.
Oh, yeah. Big in Japan.
Tentacle porn?
Google.
How does that work?
I don't know how it works. I just know that's what there is.
That.
Allegedly into.
Allegedly, yeah. Bollocks. Apparently it's the most perverted country in the world. I remember saw a thing in it. They apparently it was on Bravo or something. You know, remember Bravo? But apparently they're the most perverted country in the world because they're so stringent with regulations and stuff. You can't show full frontal nudity.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I've heard. Yeah, they don't.
So you've heard, John, yeah? So you've heard.
It's strange.
Do you
though,
remember the famous video or the infamous video of Two Girls, One Cup?
Yeah.
That was
I heard about that. What was that about? What actually happened there?
You should watch it.
Hero.
Were they arguing about a cup of tea or something? Where they are?
You should just have a look and just get back to just next week with your opinions on it.
I don't want to. I live in Britain, Dave.
Do you know what? They actually do this. This is a thing they do on YouTube, right? Before you watch it, watch YouTube videos of people's reaction to Two Girls, One Cup, and that'll give you an idea of what it is.
We could do an audio reaction to it, yeah? For that, yeah. Donny.
I think I'll pass on that. I know he did
just think about Two Girls in One Cup. And what could possibly go wrong with it?
All right.
How could that possibly be like a bad thing to watch?
He's not going to get it from that. It's one of those.
I'll tell you what, gentlemen. For the good of the podcast.
Research.
I'm going to fucking look at it right now. I'm going to do
God.
It. I'm
going to
live on air.
Live on air, we're gonna porn played on thing. Hold on, I'm gonna.
This is gonna be fucking brilliant.
All right, let's have a look at this.
You're talking about the actual thing, not the reaction to it. So we're gonna get your reaction live on air.
Yeah, and you'll have it. Right, let's have a look. Right,
brilliant.
Is my phone gonna fucking like break or something? Is it?
No.
No.
If I do this, or I'm going to be labelled like Jimmy Savile.
Your will to live might, but your phone would be fine.
Two girls. Fine. Matt, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
I want to hear the music so I know you're actually playing it.
So you know the music, you dirty cunt.
Well, I don't. I know. I want to hear it in the background.
Scared for love.
Right, is it two Japanese girls sitting down somewhere?
Yes.
Mm.
A swimming pool, isn't it?
Swimming pool.
What is it showing? It's a.
I love the way you're like, oh, I've never seen it. I've heard of it.
I've seen it. It was about 10 years ago when I've seen it. There's still fucking days with me, but.
All right. Hold on.
But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this day and age, I mean, as long as you're not, as long as it's legal, you should be in love with whatever you want to be in love with, shouldn't you, Sean? Would you not think so?
That's it. If you want to marry a virtual reality, that's fine.
Or any other object, like, I mean, Jesus.
Right, so I found this. Right, so here we are. Two girls, one cup. That's the music off it.
Describe what you're seeing.
Oh my God. It's like a highlight package of it. That's not ice cream. Oh my fuck. Jesus Christ. What are you doing? Oh my God. What the fuck am I watching? Oh, no, they're kissing.
It's an audio podcast.
Oh, they're fucking kissing, man. Oh. And she's getting sick on it. And she's eating it. What are you doing? What the fuck is wrong with these people?
Brazilian.
And the music. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, Jesus, man. You know I'm never going to go to fucking Ben and Jerry's ever again. Do you know that?
Oh. How is that pizza?
I don't like pizza anymore. Oh, fuck's sakes.
For people who don't know, we had a pre-podcast about the pizza. I don't know how that's going now.
Yeah, it's gone out well.
Not going down too well.
Fucking hell. No, it hasn't. Jesus Christ. And the music.
You seem more offended about the music.
Yeah.
No, it's just, never mind that. No, the music, though.
That is shy, to be fair.
I feel sick, but oh my God. Japanese.
You'll never forget the first time you've seen Two Girls, One Cup.
No,
we encourage all our listeners to
the only time. The first and only time.
Oh my God, man. I don't know what to make of that. I mean, I thought the Japanese were fucked up. That's Brazilian.
Yeah, yeah.
They're fucking ment. What happened to them? That's the Japanese
no Brazilian fellas marrying virtual reality, I don't, as far as I know.
No, they just fucking have the girlfriends make them ice cream out of their arsehole, apparently. For fuck's sakes. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Don't get me started on people.
People. Fucking people. I don't know, man. Jesus Christ. I don't know what to think of that. You lads have seen this, yeah? You saw this thing before when it all came out. It was all the rage.
Yeah, it was one of those.
I've seen it once, and that was enough for me.
I don't.
Yeah, I remember I didn't finish it. I watched about half of it. I said, no.
About 20 minutes of it. No, I've had enough of this.
Well, Tony, is that the worst thing you've ever seen, internet wise?
Yeah. Yeah, it's up there, John. That's a top three in anyone's fucking worst thing. In terms of
anything worse is some of the cartel videos, the ISIS videos.
I never actually saw any of those. You know, I wouldn't watch them. I've seen stuff like, you know, like I'm a morbid bastard. You know, I'm a weird fucker. We all are a bit, I suppose. And you see these things like top 10 videos you shouldn't look at on the internet, and
yeah,
they'll show you highlights of some of them. They won't actually show you. And fuck's sakes! Obviously, they can't show you the things, but that's pretty fucked, man. That is absolutely fucked. People are weird. You know, you were on about, Sean, is there something you wanted, another thing that people are into, object fucking thing?
Yeah, well, we were talking about the Japanese fella who was getting married to that. Well, it was like a hologram. Yeah, that's what it was, wasn't it? But yeah, it reminded me of...
Sean.
He doesn't seem too bad now in comparison.
Get that, my man's a fucking saint compared to what I just...
because technically he is one of those what's called an object sexual, I think is what they're called, where there's one guy who's in love with his car, like he's in a what he called a sexual relationship with his car.
That's not just like every 30-year-old from Britain.
Well, yeah, but he's not the only one. Like, there was a woman who's in love with a sort of a fairground ride. There was another woman who's in love with the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, aren't we all?
But like, I mean, it's not they are sexually aroused by these objects. Like, they're actually, it's not like, it's anyway, that's a nice looking bridge there. It's they're in a physical relationship.
So what did he do with the Golden Gate Bridge? Like, they're having a sexual relationship. Did he find a hole and poke it in there, or is it a case of, you know, have a wank on it and it's like bridge?
The guy with the car probably has a wank. The women, I'm not sure what they do. There was one woman who...
Good luck trying to fit that up there.
my mind is warped enough as it is. I've had enough punishment. Although, in saying that, and he knows a video of anything shagging a fucking a railing or something like that. So how does that... I mean... I was
thinking about the guy with the hologram, right?
Right.
You know the way artificial intelligence is always getting more advanced every day and stuff.
Yeah.
I was wondering, will you get to a point where you'd be like in a hologram, but they'll be able to tell you, no, I don't want to get married to you, or you know, they can get a virtual divorce from you or something.
Or the hologram finds them in bed with a calculator.
It's over.
The hologram takes control. The hologram wears the pants in the relationship.
Yeah, but you know, it's
artificial
intelligence.
Or whatever.
Yeah. You have those sex robots now. You ever hear of them?
Yeah. I was gonna say something there, but I won't. Yeah.
You have to say
that. Well, have you ever seen that program Westworld, have you?
I saw the movie.
Oh, yeah, I remember the old...
You Bremner.
Yeah,
that's kind of what that's about, really. Like, it's about people taking advantage of robots and the robots starting to get sentience and realising what what's happening and turning the tables. That's, yeah, I suppose it could happen, yeah.
Well, I mean,
One thing about getting more advanced.
One thing about we sense with science fiction is we seem to emulate science fiction. Have you noticed that? Like when you see Star Trek Next Generation and you've got Captain Picard and he's sitting there with a fucking iPad. And this is from 1987. And he's sitting there with a tablet and he's reading through the tablet. And you see the way we look at technology now, and you see different things like big like 1984 and Big Brother, and how everything has gone now with surveillance. It seems to be that somebody will come out with a mad imagination and think of something, and then people out there, scientists who are obviously science fiction fans, will go, oh, you know, let's find that, let's actually try to emulate that. And it's probably going a little bit like Terminator, isn't it, where when you go into the future with John Connor and all that, and how they're controlling the future, and Skynet and all that kind of shit. It's just weird. I know in Japan,
You have to have self-driving cars now as well.
You what? Self-driving cars?
Yeah, do you not hear of this now? Google self-driving cars, they're basically fully automated cars that, you know, they're going off Google Maps, and they're actually out there. I'm not sure if there's been a crash yet, but it's basically, if you see like a child in front of you, and then you see a car coming to you on the other side, it's how it sort of deals with those sort of incidents where it has to choose between one or the other. That's where they still don't really know what to do with it, because it's just basically taking the safest route. But if it's, do you know what I mean? Like it's still kind of in its infancy.
The thing is with that sort of thing, I mean, so that's just so pointless, a self-driving car. Why invest all the technology in something that's self-driving when it's not necessary? People can drive cars. It creates jobs. It creates economy. If you take away all these jobs.
I suppose, but like people could, drink driving and stuff like that. But, you know, most car accidents, they say, are just by people just taking their eye off the wheel just for a second.
Yeah.
Split second decision, just a momentary lapse in concentration. That's what caused the majority of crashes. Scary to think of.
Absolutely. I mean, human error is like airplane crashes, most of them are caused by human error. The aircraft is a perfect, perfect machine. Everything is absolutely perfect because it's been scrutinized and fucking fail safe to death. Probably a wrong, poor word choice there, but it's been fail safe to fuck. And it's the pilot making the human error that mostly causes the crashes. I just think it's a little pointless having self-driving cars. Although I suppose when you have, you know, maybe it's just a way of getting women off the road.
Oh,
controversial. Fuck it. No. Women are fine drivers. I always find that the worst drivers are tradesmen. You know, the plumbers and all that kind of stuff. The big white vans. They fucking run you down, fucking cunts. But
it's cyclists I have a problem with. They're the biggest bankers on the road.
I tell you what, cyclists, particularly with pedestrians, they've no respect for pedestrians. No. They run red lights
and everything.
Green lights, welcome. Yeah.
Did they disrespect you, Sean, today?
Couple of times, like, you know, obviously if you're in town, you unless you're a fucking idiot, you're jumping in front of the fucking traffic, you're waiting for the green man to tell you to go. So many times a cyclist would just zip by, nearly tear you in two, and look at you as if you're the one that's in the fucking way.
A
few times now,
on our way down to Irish Town actually for the match there on Thursday, Dave almost got knocked. Remember that, Dave?
It was a red light. Cars had stopped. We were ready to cross the road, and we had to pass the cycle lane first, obviously, to get there. And zooming around the corner is a man like a bat out of hell on a bike. No apology.
They see a red light and they're like, "Oh, the cars have stopped. I'll carry on then." They don't really think it's for them, which is like, if you got wheels under you, you're with the fucking traffic. Like And also, have you seen these skewers that they're having now where you sort of rent them out or something?
So you need, is that a thing here now, is it?
Yeah, it's like you sort of, it's like the bike scheme where you basically rent these little skewers just for commuting short distances and stuff. But I don't see the fucking point. Like you get a little bit further than walking, but I think the idea is for them to be on footpaths. Could be wrong there now.
Hold on, they're renting out scooters.
Yeah. I think it's a Europe thing or something. I don't think it's unique to Ireland.
Lazy bastard fucking thing, more like.
Just fucking walk.
Yeah. But I've seen that now a few years ago. I've seen a fella, obviously it was his own scooter now, but it's he was getting good speed out of it now. But he was on the path, so it's like.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it has to be on the path. It can't be on the road because you have to have at least, well, if you're not a bicycle, you know, a bicycle's perpetual motion, isn't it? When you're spinning the pedals on it, it goes and go fast. A scooter, you have to constantly one leg. Did it influence you to get a fucking scooter, Sean? Did it?
I was a little bit jealous when I seen him flying by in a scooter, making excellent time. He was, but I don't know. It's one of those. It's I don't think.
Why
would
he standing there looking at him going, no, but you can't go on the road either. You should have specially built. I mean, imagine him up against the bus. Be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, love to see you. What about a skateboard then?
Skateboard are things now. I've seen a lot of people on skateboards, not just kids, people with their cap turned 45 degrees and wearing baggy trousers. I mean people in work clothes on skateboards.
Yeah. You know what they're called, don't you?
Fucking briefcase wankers, is it?
Yeah. Fucking skateboard wankers. Fuck's sakes. What do you think they're fucking Bart Simpson? Fuck off. Not having that. Not having that at all.
I'm sure you see it in London as well, don't you?
They do it on the South Bank, yeah. They go up and around the place. They're trying to get rid of it, and they're like, no, this is our history, fuck off. It's like graffitoed to pieces. It looks shit. Build flats there. Doing it everywhere else. there's a friend of mine who uses a scooter, but she lives around the corner from one of the places where I work in. But I don't really see too many people. I mean, in terms of bikes, I actually would cycle everywhere on a bike in London, but it's not safe. If we had proper elevated roads, they have this thing called the cycle superhighway. And in theory, I'm supposed to be able to cycle all the way from Colliers Wood into London City. Now, I could do it. I would have the fitness to do it, and I would have the will to do it as well. And I would love to do it because it'd save an absolute fortune. But it's just a blue coat of paint that goes along the side of the road where trucks just park over it, cars park over it, drive on it. You know, it's just not safe. The only place I'll actually go on a bike is in Queen Elizabeth Park because they have massive paths. And it's actually, and cyclists and pedestrians can all live as one happy whole.
Do you think, I remember they were talking on the radio station over here about should cyclists have some form of rules of the road, some sort of license to cycle. And the more I see cyclists, the more I think
you just hate bad idea. You just hate cyclists, because you're too lazy to get on a you're just too lazy to get on a fucking bike. You don't walk.
I walk a fair deal.
Bollocks.
Get I do.
You walk to the bus stop, Sean. That doesn't fucking count as walking to work, you lazy fucker.
I can't cycle. I'm not able to cycle. I mean, not confidently. I mean, I could not on the road, not with people. I wouldn't. But that's because I don't know the rules of the road that well to be able to cycle and to be able to interchange lanes with confidence. So I wouldn't do it now. But you see a lot of people, I think, that cycle, as Sean says, that don't appreciate the rules of the road or how it is. And I think a lot of these are, the cycle to the Coke Zero or the Just E kind of work and the commuter bikes. I find a lot of people who cycle them having a clue to cycle.
Yeah, and they're slowing down traffic and stuff like that. Like you often see bus, the way the cycle lane sort of shares with the bus sometimes, but they're sort of, they don't keep to the left. So the bus kind of has to go at their pace.
But I used to annoy the fuck out of me. I know exactly what you're talking about there. That really used to piss me off, especially going down around Ballyfermot and places like that down the bus lane. But I did talk to somebody about that. And the reason why some cyclists do it, now some cyclists would do it because they're wankers, but the reason why some cyclists do it as well is because they don't feel safe with the bus or whatever. The bus is too close to them. So they cycle out in the middle because they think they're going to get hit by the bus or the vehicle.
So
they actually do it as a defense. Now, I didn't understand that until I asked a question and I was spoken to about that. So I do understand it because you don't have a lot. And, I'm not trying to defend and cyclists completely. Some are really good and they were fantastic and they know the rules of the road and they're victims of sloppy driving. But some are just fucking idiots and they don't obey the rules of the road.
Yeah, well, again, obviously it wouldn't be all cyclists. I'm sure the majority of them are perfectly...
you're backtracking now, Sean.
No, but there is a big element.
Once the podcast goes out,
fly about the place, kamikaze and into... I don't know. What would you reckon? Do you think there should be some sort of, maybe not license, but sort of a refresher course or something like that, you know? As a cyclist, here's a pamphlet. Don't run down Sean when he's going to work.
Fuck everyone else, just not Sean. I think they're going to get that serious about it, then they have to have better facilities for cyclists. Cycling's always been a Dublin thing. I mean, look at all the Irish bars when you go abroad, they all have bicycles in the window.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any more Irish than that.
Most Irish thing you can get. That's something else can you win?
Yeah.
They have to pedestrianise a lot of streets and stuff as well. I don't know. It's just for everyone's sake. I think if you're cycling, you're with traffic, and you, let's say you don't drive in your spare time or whatever. Surely you should, if you're in town, if you're amongst a lot of traffic, you should have some sort of idea of how it goes. I'm not sure if I actually think it should be a license now, but I don't know, just something.
Do you know whose fault it is, Sean?
Yeah.
Lads, I'll tell you now. It's the foreigners.
It's all them foreigners.
I don't know how you can blame this one on the foreigners.
Coming over.
And they're taking our penny farthings, taking the piss.
Taking our bikes, taking our roads, lads. We need to take our roads back. We need to get people like Luxie out. None of these foreigners. Join me, lads.
Funnily enough, he's a cyclist, actually.
Well, that just sums him up. That just completes the wanker picture of Luxie, really, doesn't it? The wanker portfolio is a fucking cyclist. Fuck's sakes. Next week, he'd be lying on the runways with Black Lives Matters.
Oh, God.
That'll be next week or next time, but anyway, lads, listen, we'll leave it there. Fascinating. I will never look at Ben and Jerry's ever the same again.
You scarred you for life. That's
I have scarred good. Yeah,
you suffer for your art, though, you know that. You suffer for this podcast.
That's why I do it, Dave. It's the people out there, those five or six people that listen to this podcast every week. Them down.
Thank you for listening there.
Thank you for those five or six people. But now, listen, lads. Actually, before we go, I almost forgot. We got to do Wanker of the Week, lads. I'm not going to have a podcast that I do when I'm back without a Wanker of the Week. Who deserves the Wanker of the Week?
There's only one name, really.
I don't think there is anyone to speak of Wanker as that guy with the flag. As if we'd have a flag with a bag.
Oh, do you know he actually said the UDF weren't terrorists. Yeah, he did. He's a gobshite. But there's a picture of him with a flag and a Harley on the internet. Yeah, and you say I'm a fucking hypocrite, lads. Nothing on this guy. But no, I agree, Jamie Bryson. You are. You are this week's Wanker of the Week. Congratulations.
Get out of it, you wankers! You fucking wankers! Wankers!
Wanker. Yeah, well done.
Yeah. Right, lads, listen, we're gonna wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your contribution and for ruining my life with two girls, one cup. Jesus. We're going to be back next time, but who will be on the panel next week? Who knows, lads?
You'll have to tune in and find out.
I have to tune in to find out. Right. Obviously, for our lovely listeners out there, please do not forget to follow us on YouTube, getuptheart.ie, Facebook, Twitter, and any other social media platforms that Sean can think of. Thank you very much. Peace out.
Get up the yard.